أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين Assalamu alaikum, dear mourners, dear commemorators of the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah bless every single one of you. And welcome, dear friends, to SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs going live from the holy city of Qom with technical assistance provided by Islamic Pulse Studios. Our sincere condolences to you all and to all of humanity upon the martyrdom anniversary of the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions. Tonight is the third night of our commemoration ceremony, and tonight we commemorate Joan ibn Huwei. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It is our honor to host all of you, dear brothers and sisters, in SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs going live from the holy city of Qom. Tonight is the third night in which we commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of His Eminence, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. Before we continue, please remember in your du'as our Muslim brothers and sisters all across the world, especially in the lands of Palestine, and of course in Bahrain and in Syria, in Nigeria, in the Philippines, in Pakistan, Parachinar, Kashmir, Iraq, all over the Muslim world, Yemen, of course, one of the greatest humanitarian crises that the world is witnessing. May Allah help all of our Muslim brothers and sisters and free them from the clutches of the oppressors and the Yazidis of our time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Before we continue, I have a short but profound quote from the founding father of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. Rahmatullah alayh. Imam Khomeini very eloquently says that it is the power of Islam that has gathered together the various ethnic groups of the world under one roof. Keeping in mind that tonight we commemorate an auspicious martyr by the name of Joan ibn Huwei. So Imam Khomeini says that it is the power of Islam that has gathered together the various ethnic groups under one roof. And we say it is the power of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that has gathered all of the various ethnic groups of the world under one roof. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah. Huma salli ala
We here at SOQ, we strongly condemn this. Reports are coming out of a recent burning of the Holy Quran once again in Sweden, incidentally by the same individual who had burned the Holy Quran about a month ago on June 28th by the name of Salwan Momika. And so the Swedish authorities once again not only gave the permission but gave protection from the police to this individual to once again come and publicly desecrate the Holy Quran. And just as we vehemently opposed and condemned this savage and barbaric act, today here too, on this third night, as we commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we strongly and vehemently condemn this horrible and this savage and this uncivilized act by this individual under the protection of the Swedish government, which is a total abuse of freedom of speech. Now, we had said earlier that the propaganda machine, and we want to talk a little bit about it, the mass media will come and try to spin the whole situation. One of the things that they have tried to do is to say and claim that this individual is a Christian. And so we see that immediately after the last time that the Holy Quran was burned, the Pope of the Catholic Church came out and said that they condemn this burning of the Holy Quran. So he does not speak in the name of Christianity nor Christians. The Christians have disowned this individual. Another thing that they're going to try to say is that he's an Iraqi, and in turn that he might be a Muslim, even though he's supposedly a Christian. We already said he's not a Christian. They're going to try to say that he's an Iraqi. He's a refugee. He ran away from Iraq. And the Iraqi government has also disowned him. So he's not an Iraqi. The third thing that is going out on the social media, they're trying to say that he was part of the Hashd al-Shaabi. The Hashd al-Shaabi has said that this individual, because of his personality and because of this quote-unquote rabid atheism of the individual, he was kicked out by the Hashd al-Shaabi. The Hashd al-Shaabi has also disowned him. Don't get confused. But one interesting thing, which we brought up June 28th, is that this individual is an agent that was recruited in 2019 by the Zionist regime. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah. Huma salli ala Ali Muhammad. Next up, Markbar Israel. Markbar Israel. Markbar Israel. My last quote for tonight before we continue to our main speaker, inshallah. This next quote is from Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari. He very eloquently states that the purpose of the mimbar, the purpose of the pulpit of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is to make clear for us who is our enemy and who is our friend. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.